Philistines gathered their armies for battle. And they were gathered at Sokol, which belongs to Judah. And they camped between Sokol and Azekah, and Ziph down them. Saul and the men of Israel were assembled and camped in the valley of Elah, and they drew up in battle formation to confront the Philistines. The Philistines were standing on the mountain on one side, while Israel was standing on the mountain on the other side, with the valley between them. Champion came forward from the army encampment of the Philistines, named Goliath. From Gath, his height was 6 cubits and a span, and he had a bronze helmet on his head, and he wore scale armor which weighed 5,000 shekels of bronze. He also had bronze greaves on his legs and a bronze saber slung between his shoulders. The shaft of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and the head of his spear weighed 600 shekels of iron. And his shield carrier walked in front of him. He stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel and said to them, "Why do you come out to drop in battle? Fight me and kill me, then we will become your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall become our servants and serve us." Then the Philistine said, "I have defied the ranks of Israel this day. Give me a man so that we may fight together." Of the Philistine, they were dismayed and very fearful. Now David was the son of the Ephrathite of Bethlehem in Judah, the man whose name was Jesse, and he had 8 sons. And Jesse was old in the days of Saul, advanced in years among men. 3 older sons of Jesse had followed Saul to the battle, and the names of his 3 sons who had gone into the battle were Eliab the firstborn, and second to him Abinadab, and the third Shammah. So David was the youngest now, the 3 oldest followed Saul.
David went back and forth from Saul to tend his father's flock at Bethlehem. And the Philistine came forward morning and evening and took his stand for 40 days. Then Jesse said to his son David, "Take now for your brothers an ephah of this roasted grain, and these 10 loaves, and run to the camp to your brothers. Bring also these 10 slices of cheese to the commander of their 1,000, and look into the well-being of your brothers, and bring back confirmation from them. For Saul and they, and all the men of Israel, are in the valley.
wise and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the entrenchment, a circle in the camp, while the army was going out in battle formation, shouting the war cry. Israel and the Philistines drew up in battle formation, army against army. Then David left the baggage in the care of the baggage keeper and ran to the battle line, and he entered and greeted his brothers as he was speaking with them. Behold the champion, the Philistine. David heard him. When all the men of Israel saw the man, they fled from him and were very fearful. And the men of Israel said, "Have you seen this man who is coming up? Surely he's coming up to defy Israel. And it will be that the king will make
and Saul clothed David with his military attire and put a bronze helmet on his head and outfitted him with armor. And David strapped on his sword over his military attire and struggled to walk in, for he had not trained with the armor. So David said to Saul, took his staff in his hand and chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook and put them in the shepherd's bag, which he had, that is, in his shepherd's pouch, and his sling was in his hand. And he approached the Philistine.
So the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. The Philistine also said to David, come to me and I will give your flesh to the birds of the sky and the wild animals. But David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword, a spear, and a saber, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of armies, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will hand you over to me, and I will strike you and remove your head from you. Then I will give the dead bodies of the army of the Philistines this day to the birds of the sky and the wild animals of the earth. So Philistine came closer to meet David, that David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand into his back and took from it a stone and slung it and struck the Philistine on his forehead, and the stone penetrated his forehead, and he fell on his face to the ground. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone. He struck the Philistine and killed him, and there was no sword in David.
And David ran and stood the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of its sheath and finished him and cut off his head with it. When the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. Then the men of Israel and Judah rose up and shouted, and they pursued the Philistines as far as the valley, and to the gates of Ekron, and the Philistine dead lay along the way to Shaaron, even to Gath and Ekron. Then the sons of turned from their close pursuit of the Philistines and plundered their camps. And David took the Philistine's head and brought it to Jerusalem, but he put his weapons in his tent. Now when Saul had seen David going out against the Philistine, he said to Abner, the commander of the army, "Abner, whose son is this young man?" And Abner said, "By your life, O king, I do not know." And the king said, "You